sake of Allah, in the path of Allah. So I very humbly ask the first Kareem or a Kareema that would say, I will respond to your call. I will give $20,000.
This is the scene at a fundraiser organized by Islamic Relief USA, an American charity that helps people affected by conflicts and natural disasters around the world. For most of the nearly 800 people in attendance, this is an opportunity to do an act of kindness during the holy month of Ramadan, a time when Muslims believe their good deeds are greatly rewarded.
I do try to make a special effort to do more charity during Ramadan, yes. For me, the most important thing is finding people who have needs and aren't asking and try to get to them before they even have to ask.
I have small children. They need to understand that. They have to be able to stand up and do stuff for the community.
Anwar Khan, the CEO of Islamic Relief USA, says his organization sees a dramatic rise in donations during Ramadan.
50% of all of our donations come in the month of Ramadan. What we do in 6 months of the year, we do only in 1 month.
I'm hoping that my contribution tonight will get to somebody who truly needs it, who is making dua, making a prayer, just saying, I just need somebody to help me right now.
For orphans in Syria and Palestine, those are just heartbreaking news every day. So, you know, we have to just step up and do and help and share.
Khan says American Muslims not only donate to help Muslims in other countries, but also to fight hunger and help in disaster relief here in the U.S. The contributions made at home, he says, do not just build houses, they build relationships.
A tornado hit Arkansas and we were there to assist in the cleanup. An old lady said in Arkansas, I'm not going to believe anymore what I see on cable news about Muslims. This is not what I expected to see. And it was wonderful that President Clinton was able to see the work.